Good evening, this is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Ninenem Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar urges young professionals to be part of the endeavour of making India a developed country by 2047. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi says central government is committed for development of North Bengal. Election Commission receives over 73,000 applications catering to diverse range of permissions on Suvidha portal. And Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana and Chief Minister's Health Insurance Scheme to continue delivery of cashless services to beneficiaries despite technical challenges in the portal. Now the news in detail. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today urged young professionals to be part of the endeavour of making India a developed country by 2047. Dhankar was addressing the 6th convocation ceremony of IIM Bodh Gaya in Bihar. He said, young mind and students of today are torchbearers of India's future. He appealed young students to harness their skills and talent to script new chapter in India's growth story, underlining the significance of economic nationalism for the nation's prosperity and sovereignty. The Vice President appealed to citizens to make Swadeshi and vocal for local and national habit. Earlier, the Vice President conferred degrees to students of MBA in a convocation ceremony. Bihar Governor Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar, Chairman of IIM Bodh Gaya Uday Kotak and Director Vinita Sahai were also present at the function. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting at Jumur in Jalpaiguri, West Bengal. He said, central government is committed for the development of North Bengal. He said that the ruling TMC has deprived the people of the state by not implementing the various welfare schemes. Modi said, the India Alliance bloc has no vision to lead the country. He said, G20 was organized to attract more tourists and investment in North Bengal. He assured people that more investment will come if BJP comes to power. Modi also expressed anguish at the loss of lives in the tornado at Barnish of Jalpaiguri last Sunday. Election Commission has said that over 73,000 applications have been received on the Suvidha portal in just 20 days since the announcement of General Elections 2024. Recognizing the importance of the election campaign period, where parties and candidates engage in activities to reach out to voters, the Suvidha portal caters to a diverse range of permission requests transparently on the first-in, first-out principle. It caters to permission for organizing rallies, opening temporary party offices, door-to-door canvassing, video vans, helicopters, obtaining vehicle permits and distributing pamphlets. The Commission said over 44,600 requests have been approved and the first-in, first-out principle is ensuring a level playing field for parties and candidates. It said Suvidha portal also promotes transparency in election management. The poll body said nearly 11,200 requests had been rejected, which is 15% of the total requests received, and over 10,000 applications were cancelled as these were invalid or duplicates. The rest of the applications are under process. Maximum requests of over 23,000 were received from Tamil Nadu, followed by West Bengal nearly 12,000 and Madhya Pradesh over 10,000. Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana and Chief Minister's Health Insurance Scheme, CMHIS, will continue to deliver cashless services to beneficiaries despite technical challenges in the portal. CEO Nagaland Health Protection Society, Thavasilan K, stated that the implementation of the scheme has encountered intermittent technical issues within the National Health Authority, NHA IT portal for CMHIS, EP, adding that all efforts are underway to resolve the issues promptly. Empaneled hospitals have been directed to submit offline registrations and pre-authorization requests along with all necessary documents by email to SHA and claim processing team of the insurance company to ensure seamless service delivery till the portal issues are resolved, he added. Further, all empaneled hospitals have been directed to continue delivery of cashless services to beneficiaries, failing which necessary disciplinary actions as per the provision of the contract will be initiated against erring EHCPs. Beneficiaries are requested to immediately contact the event in of any impaneled hospitals refusing cashless benefits at 888-051-5011, 888-051-5012, 888-051-5013, 888-051-5014, or email at nagaland.nhpm@gmail.com and toll-free helpline number at 14555 or 1-800-111-565. This news comes to you from Akashwani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Congress today released a list of 3 candidates for the Lok Sabha polls. The party has fielded Pradeep Biswas from Bangaon, Azahar Malik from Ulu Beria and Dr. Papiya Chakraborty in Ghatal in West Bengal. The party also announced Anju Begum as its candidate for by-poll to Bhanga Bangola Assembly constituency in West Bengal. Microsoft has warned that China is gearing up to disrupt the upcoming elections in India, the United States and South Korea by using artificial intelligence, AI-generated content. The warning comes after China conducted a trial run during Taiwan's presidential election, employing AI to influence the outcome. Across the world, at least 64 countries, in addition to the European Union, are expected to hold national elections this year. These countries collectively account for approximately 49% of the global population. According to Microsoft's threat intelligence team, Chinese state-backed cyber groups, along with involvement from North Korea, are expected to target several elections scheduled for 2024. Microsoft said that China will likely deploy AI-generated content via social media to sway public opinion in favor of their interests during these elections. The first edition of Pom Monyu Amateur Badminton Tournament, organized by Dimapur Sakshi Union, concluded successfully at Multidisciplinary Sports Complex on Friday last. The event was held on the theme Let's Celebrate Pom Monyu with a Smash, with a purpose to promote badminton among the Pom community in particular and the Naga brethren in general, and also to promote ethnic cuisines, culture and tradition. A total of 56 teams, including participants from Arunachal Pradesh and from Bokajan, Assam, took part in the competition. All the winners were awarded cash prizes. The Northern Angami Youth and Sports Association, NYSA Group D, yesterday conducted Chechama chapter of the first Presidential Trophy 2024 of NYSA D at Chechama local ground. Gracing the event as a special guest, President Kohima District Football Association, Masimhalia Matthew Yome, commended NYSA D for developing a culture of sports at the grassroots level. Adding that it would push the youngsters forward, he asked the youngsters to be specific and pursue their talent with utmost sincerity and dedication, and take up sports with seriousness to excel at the national and international level. Further, Hyome challenged the participants of the first Presidential Trophy to keep up the spirit of sportsmanship till the conclusion of this league tournament by November. In the football match of the first Presidential Trophy, Topema defeated Botsa, Tsemekuma Bawe won over Nachama, while Seyama defeated Chechama. In the volleyball women's match, Tsemekuma Bawe won by walkover against Nachama, Seyama defeated Chechama and Botsa won over Topema. And now to end the news, the main points once again. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar urges young professionals to be part of the endeavour of making India a developed country by 2047. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi says central government is committed for development of North Bengal. Election Commission receives over 73,000 applications catering to diverse range of permissions on Suvidha portal. And Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana and Chief Minister's Health Insurance Scheme to continue delivery of cashless services to beneficiaries despite technical challenges in the portal. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.